Cyrus, I'm scared.
It's okay, Ads. I'll be right there.
Try again, Mr. Ekstrom.
Nope. I'll rehearse when you guys get your act together.
What are you doing in our school?
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition. In our last episode of this season called Battle Song, our friends in Discovery Mountain prayed, and they decided not to cancel the Harvest Festival and not to fight against the Music Palooza, but to do nothing and let God handle things. Several weeks have passed since then, weeks full of busyness in these normally quiet mountains. It's September 30th now, the day before both events happen. The Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa looks busy. Let's head over and see what's happening in today's episode called Discord.
Welcome to the Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa.
Haley, let me help our guest. Jeanette needs help over there.
But Mr. McGee, the registration system is...
complicated, but I know how to do it. Now, where do I click?
Right here. Good luck.
Now, welcome to the hotel and spa. We'll go ahead and get you registered.
Now, Mr. Ekstrom, we can find that cable for you, I'm sure.
It's very specialized. I can't believe that I forgot to pack the cable for my amplifier.
Eric, look, I can have it shipped overnight.
I need the cable for today's rehearsal. Tomorrow's no good.
Levi, do you have one of these?
No, wish I did.
Madam Manager, you called for me?
I did? Oh, yes. Someone knocked over the flower arrangement. Can you please fix it?
Yes, Madam Manager.
Now, where can we find a cable?
Where's the closest city? Why on earth are we holding this music festival on a mountain?
People love it up here, Mr. Ekstrom.
Next city's a bit of a drive, Eric. You'd never make it in time for a rehearsal.
I'm just...
Okay, look. We could... Now, who's calling me? I have to take this.
Victoria Brooks?
I can see if we have that cable in the IT room.
We've already checked everything in the hotel. Would anyone in town loan us one?
Loan us? Who'd have this type of cable?
A school might. You know they have smart boards and streaming nowadays for the kids?
Good idea. Now...
Well, another problem. Added to the list.
What happened?
My photographer just canceled.
Oh, dear.
Jeanette! The registration system just crashed.
I've got to go help McGee.
Yes, go on. Oh, deep breaths. Missing cable. No photographer. Let's check the weather report. Oh, chance of wind! Oh, no!
Chance of wind doesn't sound too bad.
Hello? We're in the mountains. The wind can change at any time.
And?
And if the wind is high, that stage isn't safe. So we'd have to cancel this whole thing, Levi. All my work to get you into this concert.
Whoa, Victoria. You're stressed. But you could speak more kindly.
More?
Victoria, this water is sparkling. I need flat water for my voice.
Of course, Eric. Anything you need.
Oh, brother.
Miss Brooks?
Oh, no. More bad news?
No, I think I can help.
Well, go on.
I think we do have cables like that at my school. I can run and get you one.
Oh, bless you.
And I know a photographer. He's an amateur, but he's pretty good.
Well, I'll take an amateur over none any day.
Okay, I'll text him. His name is Carson Vermillion. I'll tell him to meet you in Grizzly this afternoon at the rehearsal.
Does he know where that is?
Yes, he lives there. He can see the big music stage from his apartment.
Oh, thank goodness.
Haley, the registration system crashed.
I better help them. I can go to the school after work.
It'll be too late.
I'll go. I could really use a walk to clear my head. Who do I ask for?
Check in with the principal, Dr. Smith, and then go find Piper.
Piper. Got it.
Haley!
Madam Manager, I'm coming!
Now you'll call me right away if you feel lonely, right?
Mommy, I'll be okay.
Okay, just ask Addison to text me if you need anything at all, okay?
Okay. We're gonna pick raspberries.
That sounds like fun. And I'll be home in just a few days. You'll barely have time to miss me.
Addison!
Hi, Natalia. Ooh, I like your suitcase.
Thanks. And I brought my favorite pillow and blanket, too.
Good. I want you to be super comfy at my house this weekend.
Hey, Natalia.
Addison?
Miss Michelle, I'm ready to pick the raspberries.
You are? That will help me a lot. Those are the last of the fall raspberries. I want to bake some scones with them.
For the harvest festival?
Yes, exactly.
Well, Natalia, I thought we could go to my house first. You can come see the bed I made you. And then we can come back this afternoon and pick berries.
Okay. Bye, Mommy.
Give me a hug. Bye, sweetie.
We'll be okay.
You have my number, right?
I do. Have a good trip.
It's hard to leave the kids behind, isn't it?
So hard. I don't like to do it.
It's okay. Trust God. She's in good hands.
I'm going to be so far away. And anything could happen.
It's just for a few days.
I better go or I'll miss my flight.
See you, Amanda. Take care.
Michelle, how are you doing over here?
Doing? Oh, with the Harvest Festival preparations. Just fine. I've got a few things ready.
We've had a few inquiries about our event. We should have a few guests.
I don't know, Mr. Simon. I've had hardly any new customers in weeks.
None?
Oh, well, quite a few people have stopped in looking for directions to Grizzly.
Yes. Wrong turns at the intersection.
One guy bought a bottle of water. Another bought a cookie, so that's two sales. How has Trekkers been?
A little better. Whenever they run out of something in Grizzly, people drive out here looking for it.
Well, that's good, I guess. Mr. Simon, should we have just canceled?
No, we prayed and we made the right decision. We let God take care of the Harvest Festival.
I didn't realize just how huge this music palooza is. It feels impossible to compete with it.
No, we don't have to. We just have to trust God to take care of it.
Yeah, but... Oh, boy. I was just giving that advice to Amanda.
Campbell?
Yes, about trusting God to take care of Natalia while she's out of town.
It's hard to let go of our baby sometimes, isn't it?
It sure is. Come on, Mr. Mayor. It's going to be a busy day. Let me make you breakfast.
Well, now I can't say no to breakfast.
Keziah, did you finish your social studies homework?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
No, why would I be?
Okay?
No one's coming to the Harvest Festival.
Yeah.
And Piper hasn't talked to me in 3 weeks. I can't believe I lost my best friend.
Well, just go over there and ask her why.
Hugo, do you think I haven't tried to talk to Piper? Like 100 times? It's no use.
Okay, well, just leave me out of all of your drama.
Nice, Hugo.
Find your seats, class. Time to start. Who can tell me what impact the Industrial Revolution had?
Miss Holt, we have a visitor. May I interrupt?
Sure, DS.
Miss Holt, thanks for letting me interrupt your class.
Levi Hayes? In my classroom?
Levi Hayes? Can I have your autograph?
Class, now quiet down, please. Mr. Hayes was sent here on a mission.
What's your mission?
Well, Eric Ekstrom... Yes, Eric Ekstrom is missing a cable for his amplifier for the Music Palooza.
It looks like this.
I was told to ask for Piper.
Me?
Your Piper? Haley said you'd be able to find a cable like this.
Well, yes. The equipment room is right over there. Should I go and get it for you?
Yes, Piper, Mr. Hayes is waiting.
Okay.
She'll be just a minute, Mr. Hayes.
Joyce, I was wondering... Levi Hayes? What are you doing in our school?
Just getting a little technical assistance.
Levi, this is our chaplain, Jake Donovan.
Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Say, I heard a rumor about Discovery Mountain. Can you tell me if it's true?
What did you hear?
You have your own event tomorrow? The same night as the Music Palooza?
Our Harvest Festival, yes.
So, why didn't you cancel? I mean, no offense, but the Music Palooza is a big deal.
Well, we talked about canceling, didn't we, Joyce?
Canceling or fighting? Fighting for attention against you all.
That'd be pretty difficult. I mean, have you seen all our ads?
So instead, we decided to do neither.
Neither fight or quit? Why?
Ever heard the Bible story of Jehoshaphat?
No.
What about the crossing of the Red Sea?
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Moses led the people across, right?
Yep. And as they stood beside the Red Sea, Moses said, "The Lord will fight for you and shall hold your peace."
Huh. I get it. You're letting God do the fighting for you.
Yes, indeedy.
Here you are, Mr. Hayes.
Hey. Eric's gonna be thrilled to have this.
Come on, Mr. Hayes. I'll walk you out.
Thanks, but just a minute. Piper?
Yes, Mr. Hayes?
We could use another person on our technical team. You interested?
Well, I'd have to ask my parents.
You do that. Then have him give me a call. I'll give my number to your principal.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes.
See ya.
You guys, was that a dream or am I awake?
Kezzy, can you believe that just happened? Now where'd she go?
The drama.
Will Piper join the Music Palooza technical team? What about the Harvest Festival? We'll find out after this.
Hi, I'm John Clegg. I play Harold Peabody. Did you know you can take Discovery Mountain anywhere with our brand new iPhone app? Listen to episodes, explore resources, and stay connected with your favorite characters. It's easy, free, and fun. Download today and bring uplifting adventures wherever life takes you. And watch for the Android version coming soon.
Let's head over to Grizzly Mountain and the Music Palooza stage and see how the rehearsals are going.
Piper!
Carson, I'm so glad to see someone I know. I'm looking for Meg Grady.
I saw her here a few minutes ago.
Okay. Whoa, look at how tall the stage pieces are. Is that safe?
I'm sure, but yeah, it's super tall, isn't it?
Are you getting a lot of photos?
Tons. I don't know if any of them are good photos, but yeah, I'm getting lots.
Hey, you there. Put the light stands over there, not here.
Well, there's May.
I see her. I'll run over. Miss May, I'm Piper. I'm here to help with the technical team.
Piper, glad you decided to come out and help. Eric, she's the one that found your amp cable.
It's fine. Now let's test this mic.
Mr. Ekstrom, how's the amplifier working?
Good, good. The mic, please. Someone.
Here, let's get the mic cord plugged in. Is there a cable coming up from under the stage?
Right over there.
Okay, let's see if it reaches. There we go. Test your mic, Mr. Ekstrom.
Test. I'm getting some feedback.
Where's the soundboard?
In the booth, way back there. Hey, guys, wave your hands.
Hey. Okay, Mr. Ekstrom, try your mic again.
One, two. Better.
Good. I'll stand by. But looks like you're ready to practice.
Do you sing, Piper?
Huh?
You were just humming.
Oh, I hum and sing when I'm nervous. Mic's up.
One, two. Ready in the back?
When I don't.
Good, good. Now mine.
I barely got a note out, Eric.
Here we go.
I light the stage up all the night. Every note is just right.
Whoa.
I'm still getting feedback.
That wrong note wasn't the mic's fault.
Hayes, you don't need to be up here. This is my set.
Fine. I'll stand by.
Let's try that again.
I light the stage high all the night. Every note is right. Hear the crowd sing. I was born for fame.
What's going on with the sound system?
I'll check the mic. Connection probably came loose.
Okay, try again, Mr. Ekstrom.
Nope. I'll rehearse when you guys get your act together. Get that camera away from me.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Well, Levi, good news. The rehearsal stage is all yours.
I'll pass, May. The whole vibe isn't good today.
What? What do you mean, Levi? We're just all working so hard for your show.
My show? Me being here was Victoria Brooks' idea. If it's anyone's show, it's hers.
Well, is Victoria Brooks gonna be singing for everyone tomorrow? I don't think so. Oh, can anything else go wrong?
Miss May, we should finish the technical setup.
Yes, go ahead. I need to check on the food vendors anyway.
Canned olives here, ketchup, and relish, all good. Lettuce. Lettuce. But oh no, it's warm. I can't believe I did that.
Be sure to hang your permit right outside your sales windows.
May, I have a problem.
Well, you and a few hundred other people. Oh, what's the issue?
I forgot to fill my ice before driving up the mountain.
Well, you could try the Frosty Inn. They may still have some ice for sale.
And it's where?
Just get back on the main road, follow it into town, and you can't miss it.
Okay, thanks. Onto the main road. Now let's see how close this place is. This traffic is insane. Oh, Frosty Inn. There it is. Excuse me. She didn't hear me. Excuse me.
Oh, I'll be right with you.
You look really busy, but just a quick question. Do you have any ice? I need it for my food truck.
Ice? No, sorry. We ran out this morning.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time.
You said food truck?
Yeah.
Your food's going to spoil without ice, isn't it?
Yeah, and I won't be able to do this event without it.
Okay, stay right there. Michelle? Hey, it's Sarah Vermillion. Do you happen to have any ice? Oh, good. Could you bring a load over to the Frosty Inn? It's not for me. It's for... What's your name?
Nico Vega. I'll meet them right here in the parking lot.
You heard that? Okay. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome. Lucky for you, you talked to the one server with friends in Discovery Mountain.
Thank you.
As Nico waited, back in Discovery, Michelle recruited some helpers to load the ice up. In less than 30 minutes, they arrived.
Nico Vega? Hey, that's me. Are you from the cafe?
Yes, we have your ice for you.
Thanks so much for doing this.
Of course. You don't want all that food to go to waste.
This is me over here.
Hey, I recognize your truck. John, look.
Oh, yeah. This is the truck you have for sale.
It is. And this is my last event.
I talked to you on the phone a few weeks back. John Harris.
All right. I have you on my list of potential buyers.
You do? Where's the ice go?
Right in here. I'll open it up for you.
Your truck is beautiful. Just look at that grill and the shelves. It's just as I imagined.
Well, she's been a good truck, that's for sure. Nice meeting y'all in person. What do I owe you?
Nothing.
We're right in the heart of Discovery, on the other side of the turnoff, if you need anything.
Well, thank you. You two saved the day.
Glad we could help. Bye. Well, I'm glad I got to see it in person, at least.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah, well, let's get out of all this traffic.
Sounds good to me.
Grizzly is a buzz of activity, isn't it? And it's all pretty chaotic. Let's head back to Discovery right after this.
Hey, Director Doug here. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Call us at 1-877-566-7365.
Hello, Discovery Mountain listeners. I'm Ken Norton, Speaker-Director of the Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Have you seen the Discovery Mountain Expedition Bible Guides yet? They are perfect for kids and families. These 14 Bible guides make God's Word come alive through stories, activities, and lessons. Spark curiosity and encourage spiritual growth at discoverymountain.com/expedition.
Ah, it's much quieter back in Discovery. Let's join Addison, Brianna, and Natalia for raspberry picking.
Natalia, I have a basket for you.
Thank you.
Hold on to your hat, Natalia. It's pretty windy.
The wind is picking up. These are the last of the raspberries this year.
Ooh, they look delicious.
Oh, watch for the prickles on the branches, Natalia.
Do they hurt?
They can. Just pick around them. Oh, man, maybe Miss Michelle will make raspberry crumble with these berries.
I don't feel very hungry right now.
You don't? You didn't feel very hungry at lunchtime, either.
No, my tummy hurts.
It does? How much does it hurt?
A little, I think. Or maybe medium hurting.
Oh, do you think it hurts more like a little or more like a medium?
A little, I think.
Will you promise to tell me if it starts to feel worse?
Yes. Ooh, look at all those berries over there.
Go ahead and pick them.
Okay.
Do you think she's okay?
I sure hope so. I'll keep an eye on her.
She doesn't seem to miss her mom too much. You're doing a good job babysitting.
It's only been a few hours. I hope I can manage for that long.
So, are you going to the Harvest Festival tomorrow?
Yeah. There'll be activities and singing. Natalia will like it. You're coming with us, right?
Well, Carson's working at the Music Palooza.
Wait, he is?
Yeah, he got a last-minute job taking photos. Check the group chat.
Oh, yeah. He posted a photo. He looks so professional.
So I'm a little bit tempted to go and...
No, after all the town went through, you can't go to the Music Palooza.
I know. I won't.
Good.
Addison?
Oh, look at all your raspberries.
Yeah, but my tummy hurts.
How much?
Medium.
Did you eat too many berries?
No.
Okay, let's go home and rest. Is that okay, Natalia?
Yeah.
Ads, is she okay?
I'll keep an eye on her. What do I do if she gets worse?
Call her mom.
Well, I can't do that. That'll worry her.
You could call Cyrus's mom first. She'll know what to do.
Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks.
Good luck.
After resting at Addison's house for a while, Natalia isn't feeling any better.
Natalia, here's your water bottle.
No, I don't want any water.
How are you feeling?
My tummy still hurts.
Can you stand up?
Yeah.
Does it hurt more, or...?
It hurts more.
Okay, wait. Lie back down. I'm gonna make a phone call, but I'm just around the corner, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Cyrus, I need to talk to your mom. Quickly.
She's at the hospital. Is everything okay?
No, I'm babysitting Natalia and her stomach hurts.
For how long now?
A few hours. And it's getting worse. What should I do?
I'm coming over. Let's take her to the hospital, just in case, and my mom can check her.
Okay. Cyrus, I'm scared.
It's okay, Ads. I'll be right there. Stay calm.
Okay, okay.
Addison, where's my blankie?
It's right here. Now, Natalia, I'm going to put your shoes on. And Cyrus is coming over, and we're going to walk over to the hospital so that Dr. Scott Smith can check on your tummy ache. Is that okay?
Yeah. Can I take my blankie?
Yes, of course.
Hey, Natalia. Do you want to walk to the hospital and see my mom?
My tummy hurts when I walk.
Well, would it feel better if I gave you a piggyback ride?
Or I can give you a piggyback ride.
Cyrus.
Okay. Now, first, do you mind if I put my hand on your forehead?
I don't mind.
Okay, let's see. Oh, you feel a little warm, but just a little.
Do I have a fever?
Maybe. And if you do, it's just a little one. Addison, you have to call her mom.
Oh, she's gonna be so worried. And she'll never trust me to babysit again.
She won't blame you. We'll need Miss Campbell's permission for the doctor to see Natalia.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that.
Call her while we walk.
Okay. Cyrus, do you think Natalia's okay?
Kids get stomach aches all the time, and it's no big deal. But we need the doctor to check to be sure.
I think the doctor just did.
Huh? I'm not a doctor yet, Ads.
I know, but you're gonna be a good one.
Okay, now, quit being nice and call Miss Campbell, okay?
Okay, I'll go.
Now, who's ready for a piggyback ride?
I am.
Director Doug, poor Natalia's not feeling well.
Yeah, just when her mom is out of town.
Yeah, Amanda Campbell was worried about leaving Natalia, but her stomach ache is unexpected.
It is, and often God works in these kinds of situations in unexpected ways.
That's true. Let's hope that Natalia's okay.
And that the Harvest Festival tomorrow goes well. It's almost as if everyone is giving up.
I know, it is. In our next episode, we'll hear the story of King Jehoshaphat. God led in unexpected ways then.
Well, perhaps he'll do the same for our friends in Discovery, too.
God likes to fight for his people, just like he did when the Israelites stood at the side of the Red Sea.
Right. Jake shared that verse with Levi Hayes today, Exodus 14:14.
Right. It says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace."
And right after that, God parted the waters of the Red Sea.
So, will God fight for our friends in Discovery?
We'll find out next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us online to listen to more episodes on demand at discoverymountain.com. Discovery Mountain is a ministry of the Voice of Prophecy. Creator and executive producer, Gene Boonstra. Director, Douglas Bruce, with original music by Danny Columbi. Executive producer, Ruben Gomez. Producers, Fiona Lin and Joel Baker.